The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is a breach of our Constitution. It's a serious threat to our system of government. And frankly, we have limited options and limited abilities to deal with it directly.
Yeah, you just heard there, John Boehner. So there is a deal that was had on the floor of the House, or they're on the verge of breaking some campaign promises, all in the name of not starting a crisis and not funding the budget. Not everybody's happy about this. Senator Jeff Sessions suggesting that House Republicans are breaking what they promised to do to fight the immigration policy, the executive action by President Obama. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Sessions is saying that the proposed language doesn't meet the test established by the Republican National Committee Chairman, Reince Priebus, who promised this year that the GOP is going to do everything possible to stop the executive orders. Sessions wants Congress to attach a rider to the government funding bill that stops the Prez from implementing the orders. His office released a list just the other day. However, it looks like that's a losing battle. It's a losing battle because Boehner is saying, for now, listen, we're doing this, and we'll revisit this, we'll go after this once the chamber changes, meaning the majority in the Senate will now be Republican as Mitch McConnell takes over as the Senate Majority Leader. And now, of course, the House numbers are still overwhelmingly Republican. So Reid backed John Boehner on the deal to not shut down the government, because that key issue is the government funding bill and the strategy to avoid shutting down and ending the 113th Congress got a lot of support, because it doesn't help the Democrats, certainly, and the Republicans. There are a lot of people that are upset, like Jeff Sessions, as to why are we doing this? Why are you doing this in the House? And then you look at the pressure. The short-term funding is the one way to relieve that pressure. So Boehner is saying that he basically is tying 11 appropriation bills funding most of the government through September to a separate shorter-term resolution, they call them the CRs, funding the Homeland Security Department through March. Because Homeland Security, as you all know, that's who's dealing with the immigration problems and implementing the immigration strategy. So by everything else going all the way through September, this only going through March, that pretty much tells you we're going to be seeing a war over immigration. That in fact, has not disappeared. Only temporarily, it's disappeared. Temporarily. Many of the Senate Democrats briefed on what was happening during their weekly closed-door caucus. They have one every week, as do the Republicans, weren't excited with the plan, but they didn't reject it. For the Democrats, it makes total sense. They'll have to worry about it in March, but at least they don't have to worry about it now. And for the Republicans, for all the heat that's getting heaped on to the back of Boehner, I think this was a way to wiggle out of shutting down, having to shut down the government, having to make that decision. So now that doesn't have to happen. However, here's what you wonder. You just had a ruling when it comes to immigration that the court challenged the president's executive actions on immigration. A federal court has allowed U.S. tech workers to challenge extensions of foreign labor status. So this stemmed from the case of Washington Alliance of Technology Workers versus the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Just so you know, that was the case. And it has massive implications for all of us in this country. But for the president, his ability to expand the number of work visas and the durations of those visas. I said this maybe a month or so ago on the air. How do you have, okay, so you have people that you bring in and they're on visas, and you have people waiting legally in line to come in. Well, what happens when they're in that process and now suddenly you've got 5 million people that you're giving a legal card to, basically, so you'd be theoretically taking away some of those visas? Well, you do have these people working in these tech companies, this one in particular that challenged it, because are their visas going to get extended? So are they immune to that? What does that mean? How many people, for goodness sake, can you issue the visas to without just crippling things all the way around the board? And then this makes sense for the people in technology companies and people in other companies. Businesses are going to get extra incentive for hiring illegal immigrants. Supposedly, $3,000 an employee if you hire someone, if you hire an illegal immigrant over a native-born workers under the executive action that the president just took a couple of weeks ago. There is kind of a weird clause in Obamacare. So you always have to go through all these things with a fine-tooth comb. Businesses don't get the penalty for not providing health care because illegal immigrants are ineligible for public benefits like buying insurance on the health care, you know, exchanges. So this loophole puts people who are here illegally ahead of Americans that are hunting for jobs, if you think about it that way. Because then the employers would get $3,000 to hire people who come here illegally, pretty much. Anyone who's coming that way. So you can imagine, as this word starts to spread, how it's hacking off a lot of people. So what's the entrepreneurial advantage over other nations? 5 million illegal immigrants are eligible to avoid deportation. So the measure would apply to parents of U.S. citizens or of legal permanent residents. The parents would have to have lived in the United States for at least 5 years. It also expands a program designed to extend deportation protections to immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as kids. We already know that now. But this is a blow, certainly, to probably some immigrant activists, as the president didn't provide for the parents of the young immigrants. That's that whole dreamer thing. So naturally, there's problems here already. Studies are showing that immigrants open 1/4 of all new businesses, and 40% of Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or their children. The president was heckled, though, on Tuesday in Chicago talking about that. Coming up next, Dr. David Hochberg on Obamacare and Medicare and paperwork next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
As we get ready to wrap up this year and send it into next year, there's so much conversation about healthcare from a lot of different perspectives, whether we're talking about people who are stuck in a system that's not working for them, or we're talking about doctors on the other side. Dr. David Hochberg has been on the show many, many times, the senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, has a new national policy analyst paper called To Bring Doctors Back to Medicare, Fix the Doc Fix. Very intriguing stuff, because every couple of years, we know this, Medicare threatens to cut what it pays doctors, and then we hear about doctors are saying, fine, I'm getting out of this business. It's mathematically impossible. So, Dr. Hochberg, first of all, thanks for coming on. And what should we be concerned about here when we talk about, here we go again with the Medicare ball?
Well, I think the main thing to be concerned about is that, you know, if you're a senior, your doctor may eventually get kind of fed up with this thing and decide to either stop taking Medicare patients altogether or perhaps stop taking new Medicare patients. That is, that's kind of one of the, been one of the unintended consequences of these threatened Medicare cuts.
Yeah, and of course, when your entire life, that's the beauty of the doctor knowing you, if your entire life or however long you've gone to the same person, it's awful when finally you get to the point where, okay, now I've aged, now I was relatively healthy and I'm having a few little things happen, you got to suddenly go and find somebody else. And that gets pretty confusing, doesn't it, for a lot of people?
Oh, of course. I mean, you have a doctor that, you know, you've known for, you know, 10 or 20 years and you know, you'd like to keep him or her in your Medicare years and you may not be able to because of this formula in Medicare known as the was something that was passed in 1997, and basically the way it works is that each year there's a threshold that that is a number amount that Medicare's physician fees are not supposed to surpass, and if they do, then automatic across-the-board cuts in physician fees are supposed to be triggered for the next year. Well, this happened once in 2001. The subsequent year, there was a cut in physician fees, and physician groups protested, and they were smart about it. Then instead of saying, you know, physicians deserve to be paid well, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they do, but they said, well, you know, if you keep these cuts going, we're going to have to stop treating, it'll be harder and harder for us to treat seniors. Of course, seniors vote at very high rates, and the last thing members of Congress want is, you know, lots of angry seniors showing up at the voting booth to register their displeasure and being able to, you know, keep or even find a doctor. And so what Congress has done about every year or two since then is suspend these cuts for a year or two, and then they'll replace it with maybe a 1-2% increase. That process is known as a doc fix, but it's had this unintended effect or consequence of doctors, you know, get very nervous as the cuts, you know, the temporary suspension each time, you know, gets very close to running out. And as a result, doctors it's one of the reasons more and more doctors seem to be restricting the number of Medicare patients that they see. American Medical Association did a survey in 2010 that found that about 3/4 of the doctors who no longer see new Medicare patients was because of the uncertainty created by this doc fix process.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, and you say this in your analysis, you talk about, think about baby boomers, 2030, the number of Medicare patients increasing by 50% above the current levels. Now more than ever, can we really afford to have physicians that aren't taking Medicare patients?
No, we really can't, and we need, you know, not only that, we need more people to become physicians, and I think one of the things that tends to happen as government moves more and more into healthcare is that doctors seem to flee the system. I mean, we've already seen numerous polls of doctors saying they're going to speed up their retirement because of the passage of Obamacare. And, you know, I think Medicare has for years been kind of the so slow creep of more and more government involvement in the doctor's office, in part due to Medicare. And I think, Medicare has been something that has been, driving doctors away from medicine. And I think Obamacare is just going to speed that up.
Yeah, and as you say, you talk about less doctors, less people coming into the profession because they see what's happening. And boy, with people needing doctors more than ever, that could be catastrophic. You know, who knows where the numbers end up? And of course, it depends on place to place. And I would think in rural areas, this would hit them pretty hard.
I suspect the rural areas will be hit the hardest. Because, you know, rural doctors tend to earn the least amount of pay, and so they're the ones that can least afford, you know, a government system that requires them to do more and more paperwork, costly paperwork, you know, for which they're seldom, if ever, really reimbursed. I suspect it will hit the rural doctors the hardest, but it's going to hit doctors hard all over the place. And look, people don't go into medicine to fill out loads of paperwork, constantly fill out these forms to get reimbursed and do all this coding and all this other stuff. They go into it to try to take care of patients, and the amount of time they, you know, get to spend with patients these days is being eroded by this constant creep of paperwork that is in part due to things like Medicare and Medicaid, but increasingly, you know, has also been due to private insurance as well.
Yeah, and your paper, as I said, it was called To Bring Doctors Back to Medicare, Fix the Doc Fix, and End the Threat of Physician Cuts. And as long as we continue to have the dark clouds hovering around Medicare, we're not fixing that, right, Doc? And that's not even part of the conversation for some reason.
No, I mean, look, it's time to just get rid of this sustainable growth rate and then this doc fix process once and for all. And just, at least for the time being, just replace it with, you know, an automatic 1-2% increase in doctors' fees under Medicare each year, until we can, you know, reform Medicare so that it's a payment system that actually basically reform it in such a way that the patient has more control over the funds and doctors are paid, you know, directly by the patient. So you get rid of the paperwork, you'll start getting, you know, actual doctors charging, you know, prices directly and all the things that, you know, good things that come with a true market-based system.
Have you had a lot of friends who are doctors who have bailed on the profession, have decided, yeah, this is the time to for me to jump out of this?
Oh, I've certainly known a few in my research. You know, I knew one who had, you know, was an OB or a gynecologist, actually, who left the profession a couple of years ago and you know, was very well-liked doctor, and I've known a few others, but a lot of the doctors I've worked with are kind of so far in the middle of their careers, so a lot of them are just for the time being toughing it out. I'll say this, the happiest doctors I've known are the ones who no longer take Medicare or Medicaid or private insurance and have gone totally to a cash practice, and they seem the most content.
Wow, and see, that cash practice has started because the patients not being able to afford, et cetera, and then cutting deals, right? I know a lot of people that have had their doctors do the same thing with them, and thank goodness, because it worked out on both sides. So it's kind of good for the consumer, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you know, especially I think for the small stuff, really most of that probably, you know, most of the stuff that primary care physicians do, you know, most of that should probably be paid, you know, directly out of pocket. I think it's good for the doctors, it's good for the patients, you know, it's more convenient for the patient. The doctor, you know, gets rid of all the headache of dealing with paperwork and so forth, and all of the, you know, bureaucratic rules that come along with insurance and Medicare and so forth. So, I'm hoping that will eventually be the wave of the future. And but, you know, we'll have to see.
All right, Dr. Hoberg, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks so much for coming on the show again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Bye bye.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill.
Once again, you rocked it when it comes to emails. The box is full, so I don't want to waste any time jibber-jabbering about the setup. If you ever want to get in touch with the show, the easiest way to do it is hit us up on the email, dothatamericatonight.net. Let's head there now.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, what a bunch of wussies they are in the house. Why did they give in? Why not hold the ground, stand their ground, and so what if we have a government shutdown? Why not? Why let this immigration nonsense stand? And you're talking to somebody who's got members of my family who have come here from other places. However, they did it the legal way, and it infuriates me to see what's happening now with the president's executive order. All right, so Boehner, had a closed-door meeting, came out with these 11 appropriation bills funding the government through September. That's the deal. Except for Homeland Security, that's through March. That means let's talk about immigration then, pretty much is what he's saying. January, you have the new Congress come in, a lot of the same old faces, but the balance is rocked on the Senate side because now the majority is Republican. So we already know that scenario. That changes the numbers if you have this immigration debate and you counterattack it with some other legislation. So, yeah, there are some people, Jake, that feel like you do, but I think they had to do this. It would paint the Republicans in a bad light overall. Then you'd have the nonsense during the holidays with the whole government shutdown crap, to be honest. I mean, I don't even know a better way to describe it, where it's just dragged out every single day what's happening next. And you also hurt some of the people that get mixed up in between it, including the veterans. There's always the threat of that. So who cares? Wait till the new Congress comes in, and then you regroup. You regroup, and then they're going to go after it. That's what's going to happen. And if you look at how things are implemented in this country anyway, how much is really going to happen in between that space? And, in fact, something different will happen immediately in January, meaning there'll be massive conversation over this. So you had senior Republican leadership that was adamant that there wasn't going to be any shutdown this time. Just adamant it wasn't going to happen. The preference was to pass the funding package without relying on House Democrats. This was the Senate. And they acknowledged that some Democrats might cross the aisle to get the plan past the 218-vote threshold. And so there you go. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was opposed to short-term funding for immigration because she realizes what that means, that this is going to be a fight starting in January. They wanted to see it pushed all the way to September, but that's not happening. So instead, what will go through, and this will go through because Reid agreed to it too, so I can't imagine they're not going to have massive problems with this. Then the government gets funded. Immigration, Homeland Security is done in March. That's only a handful of months if you think when you swing into January. And that sets up the battle over the president's executive order. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, there's no reason. I think there's no reason to do that whole government nonsense. I mean, really, why? Why do that? Because there's more strength, I think, in attacking it when things change on the Hill. All right, he wasn't the only one who had something, Jake, to say about that. There was this one from Clarissa listening to us in New Jersey. Hi, Kate. First time I've ever emailed the show. Honestly, I listen to you on WVNJ. Really appreciate what the show has to offer. Love the political stuff mixed in with your lighter things as well. Not a joke when it comes to funding the government. It would make me sick to my stomach to think that we would have to go through that three-ring circus one more time. Smart move on the part of Harry Reid to jump on board of Boehner's proposal and let this Congress go out the way that it should go out instead of the constant prattling of we can always hold you hostage. And watching that play out through the holidays wouldn't make any sense. Long-term strategy, it's a smart move by the Republicans. And I have to tell you, I'm an independent. Sometimes I vote for the Republicans and sometimes the Democrats. It depends. I vote for the person. But we don't need to chase old ghosts of Christmases past by talking about the government and funding. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. For Harry Reid, it was a smart tactic because deal with it now and then worry about it once everybody gets back. For the Republicans, I think it was the right tactic. I mean, is it the best of all worlds? No, because, you know, in challenging the immigration problem and now with a federal court ruling that tech workers who are here on visas can go after the extension of their visas because the visa would be up. And now how many visas are we issuing for people that are illegally in this country because of the new executive action. So it's going to get confusing, and this is exactly what I thought would happen. What about the people with visas, especially in those companies? Someone's going to bring a suit, and then the others who now will be issued these temporary passes, I'll call them, what does that do to the numbers that are issued? I think it's going to be a mess. And especially now there's a deadline if that all passes, because that hasn't happened yet. But that means in March, Homeland Security is not funded. That means Border Patrol, all of that. So this has to become front and center. The number one thing that'll be talked about has to be. Right, let's move on to another one. This one from Joseph, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I laugh out loud when I listen to all of the crazy guesses that people have for Nail the Score. Wondering when you're going to do Nail the Score again." All right, Nail the Score is coming up on our next show as it's normal time, Wednesday into Thursday. And that will be in our second hour, last segment. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm bad. I just got through with a big fat steak.
That sounds good. You're always eating steak. You make me hungry for steak. I love steak.
It's potatoes and mixed corn, all combined, all. And my steak was just perfectly rare. It's got that pink cast to it, but still sweet and juicy. Oh,
nice.
I feel so good. Rub my tummy.
Nice. I love it.
This isn't going to do any good for the Republicans to pass all 11 appropriations and leave out the Homeland Security, because Obama's going to veto it regardless. He wants to hurt America, and he wants to my way or the highway. If you don't like it, tough toenail. I'm not up for re-election. I'm going to have things my way. I don't care what you say, blah, 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 blah. And Harry Reid already knows this. He's just dancing in this little shadows there trying to pretend I'm not the one that's putting this. But Obama will. He will veto whatever is sent to him because he can't get his way all the way on this. You wait and see.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't.
Here's what
I think will happen. The reason why, because if you're talking about immigration in March, you're saying that that's why, because of defunding Homeland Security basically in March, carrying it all the way through
he wants
September.
It down. He wants it for the entire year so he can keep on with the program.
Right.
He's
going to
veto whatever we send him. You wait and see.
We'll see. We'll see on that, because I think it would, well, you know, you could be right, Dan. You could be right in the sense that from the president's point of view, hey, give me everything or forget it. But with Reid, I think the opposite. I think with Reid jumping on this, I think with the president meeting with McConnell, I don't know. I think it goes, because do you think he wants that blowback either on shutting down the government? Look, he already has his executive action out there, so is he threatened by the potential of what's going to happen in March? Maybe not, because it's an executive action that's really being challenged. So I'm going to say, I think it goes. I don't think there's a veto here. I really, really don't. All right, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Sounds better every day, doesn't it?
But I like Hail to the Chief, yes.
Yeah, but reality, Kate, you know, he's going to pass all those bills for the police cams. Well, why don't they sneak in a writer and go ahead and fund an independent recording place and fund money for cameras for the Senate, the House, himself, and record their 24-hour round-the-clock actions.
What is reality TV? Is bad reality television? Do you think they're going to do anything? Are you kidding me? You're not going to see anything.
No, I think
but why? why not? You're saying, why not? Why not see the cameras there? You know what? You got to watch Grimm. You got to watch Alpha House. You got to go to Amazon, and it's, like, free. You get a pass, and you watch Alpha House. It is hilarious. You will totally appreciate it. Because some of what we were talking about is exactly what would happen on that show. Hang with us. Sports Shorts and Other Odds and Ends next.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Running back Ray Rice is on the prowl for a new team after being reinstated in the NFL. But will anyone take the bait? More coming up on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks, or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
After being reinstated into the NFL by winning his appeal of an indefinite suspension, Rice is now eligible to sign with a team. But will the former Ravens running back find any takers following his highly publicized domestic violence case, since a video of him hitting his wife was publicly released by TMZ in September? Today, for the first time, Rice on a national morning show said that they would have to be willing to look deeper into who he was and realize that he and his wife had one bad night and took full responsibility for it. Rumors are swirling that the Colts and the Saints are interested. So far, no moves. But an ESPN insider is reporting that Rice expects to be signed by the end of the weekend. Will he get a second chance? An eighth season in the NFL? We'll wait and see. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. inflation, and a plethora of other things here as we get ready to hit the tail end of this hour faster than a jackrabbit can speed across my backyard with Mahalo chasing after him. But Matt, what did you think of Ray Rice possibly getting offers? Do you think that he pops in before the end of the season? He's thinking that he's going to hear from somebody by the weekend.
I really think that's his agent hoping and talking because I just don't see this late in the season why you would add him.
Yeah.
He hasn't played all year.
Yeah.
He hasn't been that good the last two seasons. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. You have to learn a new playbook and be ready to go. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't make any sense. Why tackle that when you'd have somebody who's not ready for number one? So it's not like, okay, listen, the guy's won a couple of Super Bowls, but he's not in the same shape he was then anyway, and just throw all the controversy aside. Maybe next year, but not the tail end of this year. I agree. We'll see. It makes it interesting, though, for the conversation that there's perhaps a few teams testing the waters. Let's put it that way. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Izzy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in.
Yay.
There.
Yay.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot with the government.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
But I have a tale to tell you on immigration.
Okay.
Really nice family in Trenton, Missouri. Been here 20 years. They came from Britain. Did everything by the book. Have exceeded $20,000 in legal fees. The daughter was just deported this past weekend. She's been here since she was 18 months old. And she's 20 years old. Why?
Wow, really?
They own a business, never took a penny of government money, and they employ 26 people. And they're about to lose their citizenship come May. I mean, they're right to stay in this country after almost 20, right on 20 years. Yep.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Not a dime of government money have they taken, created a business, self-supporting, have their own insurance, the whole nine yards. Their parents are here. They farm successfully, and they are having the worst time with American immigration and being told they have to go back to England in order to complete the paperwork, which they've never had to do before. And it is the most bizarre case I've ever seen.
That's an awful story. I mean, like you said, they haven't taken anything, but yet there's other people that will be given shelter that have had nothing but problems.
And they are employing 26 people.
Oh, that's bad news.
Because they started a restaurant and motel in Trenton and have a lot of employees. And my God, that is a small town. Let me tell you, Trenton, Missouri is tiny. And for one family or one couple to provide 26 jobs, even some are part-time, I'm sure that's still a lot in a community of, I think, something like 6,000. Because there's not much there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have every illegal that I understand now is going to get some debit cards so that they don't have a bad Christmas.
Wow. Yeah. It just seems so unfair.
Unfair? There's something very, very wrong.
Yeah.
With the system. There's something so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And with Congress lying to everybody to get voted in, basically that's what they've done is lie. They just BS'd everybody. And, yeah, we put the Republicans back in, and now they're going to turn code. Screw them.
I love you, Izzy. I love it. You don't pull any punches.
No. I can't stand these people anymore. But, I mean, that's a real case going on right now. So if Jack in Australia is upset, let me tell you how these people feel owning outright this business.
Yeah.
And they're wondering if they'll even get time to sell it or make preparations.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. What the hell has gone on for the last 6 years?
Right.
By the way, for Dan in Texas, Don't you know, Dan, that it's really bad for your heart to eat so late?
You gotta eat a big steak.
Okay, having said that, yeah, and a heavy steak. Having said that, I'll just say goodnight. But remember, people, you got to stay on top of this immigration because it sucks.
Wow. Izzy, thanks for the call. So Izzy takes a hard turn on the Republicans, and she is right that they absolutely went against their campaign promises. If you go back and you listen to what a lot of the Republicans who were elected said about immigration, they did say that at all costs they would immediately go after the executive action, you know, in different ways of saying it, in different words. So that is true. You know, that's what Jeff Sessions is saying, the senator from Alabama, and that's absolutely the facts. What Izzy is saying about the people, though, plays into what Obama said, which unfortunately they're on the wrong side of that, which they should be on the right side. That's a terrible story, because that's his argument is, well, wait a second, you know, these people that are here have created businesses, they're entrepreneurial, they've done this and this and this to so many of the people, 40% of them in the communities. Well, the couple that she's talking about would fall into that category, but they fall through the cracks because of this executive action. Now that has changed things, and it just seems so cockamamie, especially in that specific case. And, you know, this is part of the problem with the immigration reform. We start with the fact that you don't have secure borders. You just don't. You don't have to be affiliated with any party to argue that on any side. There's no Democrat that's going to say, absolutely, we have the best border safety security in the world, and we know exactly who's coming in. No, it's not even political. It is what it is. It's not a secure border where we know. We don't have that. We don't have that. So, the word I hate the most, it's like piecemealing jobs together. I saw a headline today in something coming out of Washington where it said, can a piecemeal approach to immigration yield results? And that's what the Republicans are hoping. McConnell, who's the incoming majority leader in the Senate, is saying that he is looking at a strategy to carve up the comprehensive bill passed by the Senate last year and send provisions one by one to the president, that's the way to do it. But there is massive pressure to respond to the executive order, which Izzy is saying this sucks. And who you voted for might have said immediately they were going to do that. But I think the problem is, truly, we did not want to be held hostage with this government shutdown nonsense. We did not want that. The economy, all of that, forget it. We didn't want that. Something different should have been put in place anyway in the first place before it got into this situation of that's the only way we can go up against it anyway. So McConnell is saying he wants to move separate reforms, and he's saying he's going to put on the president's desk whatever they can get to him that improves the legal immigration system. That is key, too, not to mess with the people who are coming here legally. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.